Good evening, everyone. This is Brother Brennan coming to you live from Fayetteville, Arkansas. I'm coming to you with another live devotional and wanted just share some things with you tonight. So a lot of you may know today is the last day at AutoZone, and today I complete my 2 weeks, and starting Tuesday I start to move on to my next journey in life. And just wanted to share some things with you tonight, and I titled this video God giveth and taketh, and just some thoughts that I had tonight I wanted to share with you. But before I do, I want to let us get into the Bible. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Job chapter 1, and I'm going to read here Job chapter 1 and verse 21. And so this is after, the context of this verse is after God had gave Satan permission to afflict Job. And this is the first time that Satan does this. And it was, and you see that after, you'll see Job's response. And that this is Job's response after that first affliction. Okay, so Job chapter 1, starting in verse 21, it says, "And said, Naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." And we know that the Lord gives life. And He gives us gifts. He gives us opportunities. He gives us chapters in our lives. All right. And when I say chapters, what I mean is there's seasons. Okay. God gives us seasons in our lives. Okay. And there's certain chapters that we have in our life. And so when we think the Lord hath given and taketh away, we think of someone that was living and then now is dead. But this is not always the case, okay? Now, for me, tonight was my last night at AutoZone. Okay? I've spent almost 3 years. Actually, it's not quite 3 years. It's, let's see here. It's November, December, January, February, so that's 12, 11, 10, 9, 9, 10, 11. Okay, so it's 2 years and 9 months, okay? God gave me AutoZone for 2 years and 9 months. That's interesting. Seems like 9 is always sort of popping up in my life. I don't know why. 9 is always one of those numbers. I don't know why 9 is. I don't know why 9 is kind of one of those that's popping up, but it is. because actually, before I moved into this apartment now, the previous place I was living at with my family, I was there 9 months. Okay, and then I moved. Okay, now it turns out that I've been at AutoZone for 2 years and 9 months, so that number 9 is popping up in places in my life, and I'm not sure exactly why that is. I think a lot of it has to deal with the fact that 9 is a number for fruit bearing, but I don't want to read too much into it, okay? So I've been at AutoZone for 2 years and 9 months, almost 3 years. And I took some time in prayer tonight, you know, praying. And my prayer, I'm not going to mention all that I've said, but there is something that I will mention that I think is worthy to share. When you get a job, God is the one that typically gives you that job. He gives you the abilities. He gives you the abilities. He gives you the talents. He gives you the things so that you can do your job correctly. Okay? And so, God gives us our jobs. It's God who gives it to us, right? We don't get it. We get it because God gives it to us. And as I was praying tonight, I realized, you know, I was an even more full realization that a new chapter of my life was about to begin. And so having this to being my last day was it's emotional for me. Because I've been there for a while now, and I'm going to miss everybody that I work with. Okay, I'm going to miss everybody. I'm going to miss even all the people that I deliver to. I'm going to miss you all very much. I just am. But I realized something is that while I was praying is that God, when I got that job at AutoZone, God gave me that time to be there. And for a while, I've been wanting a new job and wanting, you know, those things. And just haven't realized that it was going to come this quickly. And it really hit me tonight that the time that God gave me is now come. Now the time that God gave me at AutoZone has come to an end, and He's going to give me time at a different place. See, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Where God gives you time in one place, He's not going to do it forever. He may take that from you and put you at a different place. And He may give you time in a different place. And so, one of the things I want to encourage you with, you guys, is when you guys go to another job, when you guys leave to go to another job, it is a hard thing. But I want to encourage you with this, okay? Is that God is taking away that time. He's taking that time away from you at that place, and He's going to give you time somewhere else. Okay, the Lord giveth and the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord is taking this job away from me. AutoZone is, God is having me leave, and He's taking AutoZone out of my life. And He's putting in another and a better job in my life that is beneficial. And sometimes God will do that. Sometimes He will take things out and give you something better. And so my time without His own has been taken away and done with. It's done. And God has given me time in another area. So I don't want to make this any more complicated, but like I've said before, is that we all go through seasons. And once the season is done, God will take whatever it is away, and He'll give us something new and better. And this season, this job season, is this AutoZone's the season with AutoZone is over. And now God is going to be bringing me into a new season. So I do ask you for your prayers on this, for this new season that God's bringing me into. It is emotional to leave one job and go to another. It is. Especially if you've been there for quite some time. But God hath given, and now he hath taken away. But now God has given again. And he has given something better. And so, I just want to encourage you that whatever job that you're in, if you're still in it, I want you guys to do me a favor. I want you guys to thank God for the time that you have at that job. I want you to thank God for the time that he has given you at that job. Because eventually that time might be taken away and God may ask you to do something else. Don't ever take your job for granted. Because God can take it away anytime he needs, anytime he wants. And just so happens that right now with my job at AutoZone, God has taken that away from me. But with taking that away from me, he has given something new. He's given me something better. I say this for your encouragement. I say this so that you may be uplifted. I say this so that you may be comforted in a time where you may feel discomfort, especially now. We know that leaving a job is a very difficult thing because sometimes we don't want to leave. Sometimes we wonder how our bills are going to get paid. And I'm in transition of a new job right now. And sometimes I kind of wonder how things are going to work out. I'm just going to be honest with you. But I choose to surrender my life to God's plan. I choose to surrender and trust and to obey. Just like the hymn says, trust and obey. For there is no other way but to be happy in Jesus, but to trust and obey. We are to trust and obey what he says. I know the Lord has me in his hands. I know the Lord will take care of his own. He'll answer my prayers. He'll take care of me. He will. But I just want to give you guys encouragement. I just want you guys to focus and be thankful for the time that you have at your jobs. Because there may come a day where the Lord may take it away, but if he takes it away, he'll give you something better. Okay? It's like this. You know when a child, he has a toy, he plays with it for a while, but then he'll either get rid of it or whatever, and he'll end up getting a new one, something that's more fit to his age. Sometimes God has to take things away and he'll give us something better. You know, so I just want to encourage you guys. You all hang in there. You all be thankful for what you got. For there's many that desire to have what you have, but don't have. You know, we take our days, we take our jobs for granted, but we don't realize the reality of the fact that God can take that away from us just like that. We ought to be thankful for what we have. We need to be thankful for our jobs. We need to thank God for the time that he has given us at our jobs. we ought not to take that for granted. We ought not to think that we will always have it forever, because I honestly thought that I would be around AutoZone for a while. And now come to realize that God has taken that, He's taken that job away from me now. And has given me something better. When God takes something away, He'll give you something better than what you have. And He does it because He loves you. It's not because you deserve it. It's because He loves you. My time at AutoZone was limited. Now it's not. Now God is going to bring me into a new chapter of my life, a new season. So whatever you may have, just remember, God giveth and God taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. As I reflect back today as I reflect back, this is my last day at AutoZone. This was my last day at AutoZone. It's very emotional, but I am very encouraged and hopeful for what God has for me in store into the future. Sometimes we ought to not dwell on the past and dwell on the things that happen behind us or will be behind us. And I think there are things that we shouldn't dwell on the things that have been taken away from us, but we ought to think on what God has for us into the future. As we take each day, one day by day, we ought to be hopeful that Christ is coming back. But even more so, we ought to be hopeful that Christ has something better for us when He takes something away from us. In other words, if God takes away a job from you and gives you something better, we ought to be hopeful and thankful for what He is about to do. We should not dwell on what was taken from us. Sometimes we have to move forward. We have to move on. It's not the easiest thing to do. But we do need to move forward and not look back. I want you to consider Lot's wife. As when she looked back, she turned into a pillar of salt. Sometimes we just have to surrender and be trusting and obedient towards Christ. The question I have for you is tonight, are you willing to surrender your life to the plans of Christ for your life? Are you willing to trust and obey Him even when something is unknown? Because there's a lot of unknowns in my mind, but I am willing to trust God and to trust Him that He's got my best interest in mind. For this is what it means to walk by faith. We walk by faith, not by sight. And so I just want to say this in closing. You know, whatever situation you face in your life, if you find yourself leaving a job and going to a different job, thank God for what you had. Thank God for the time that you spent at your job, and surrender to what He has. Again, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh. If the Lord takes a job away from you, He'll give you something better. Because Christ will always do that for His kids. He will always give you something better. Amen. Job and his afflictions God allowed Satan to afflict that which was his and was taken, it was taken from him. But you want to know something? God gave Job twice as much as he did in the end than his beginning. So again, God giveth and he taketh away. Amen. So be thankful for what you have. Don't dwell on the things that have been taken from you, but dwell and think on the things that are ahead. Do not dwell what was taken from you. Because I'm going to tell you something. If God gives something to you, he can easily take it away from you just like that. So be thankful. And so, just want to be an encouragement. I don't want to be a thorn in anyone's flesh. But that's kind of what I was. That's what sort of came to mind tonight as I was praying on my way back because I drive and stuff, so I was praying, and so as I was praying, just things just sort of came to me that I wanted to share with you guys. Okay, so I just want to be a comfort to you. No matter what you have, be thankful for that time, because God might take that time for you, and he'll give you time somewhere else. Okay, much easier said than done. Today was a very emotional day for me because I'm leaving my job that I've been there for quite some time. Now I'm going on to something better. But it is needful for me to move forward, just as much as it is needful for you to move forward. Amen. So hopefully you find this to be a blessing. Hopefully this can be an encouragement to you. Anyways, that's what I want to share with you all tonight. God bless you. I love you guys. And we'll see you later. God bless you guys. See ya. Bye.